Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, a pop culture interview series from In The Know. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the podcast we have Harry Jowsey, who you probably first met as one of the stars of Too Hot to Handle, the first season of the Netflix show back in 2020. But since then, he has remained very prominent on social media, online. If you're online in 2023, you see Harry Jowsey every now and again. And, you know, not every person in his position has been able to maintain as high profile as he has been able to. A lot of these people are flashes in the pan and, you know, they're on a show, they have a couple of brand deals afterwards when they kind of fade away. But he's been able to maintain this for 3 years now. And to me, that's incredibly impressive. And I was curious to see sort of where his mind's at. What does he want to be doing with his platform? What does he kind of envision for himself? Because he's clearly in it for the long game. And again, I've been impressed by kind of how long he's been able to maintain this. And it sounds like he has a huge plan for the next year, the next 5 years, and he wants to break into acting. He's definitely in like a transitional moment for himself, and I think it was the perfect time to interview him. And we had a great chat about kind of what he's been doing the past couple of years, where he wants to be, and sort of meeting in the middle there. And yeah, he's a great guy, and you know, I think that, again, he started therapy last year. He's learned a lot from that, putting himself in other people's positions and just kind of gaining more self-awareness about sort of what he represents to people and sort of wanting to mold that and change that. And I think it's really interesting. So keep listening for my interview with Harry Jowsey, and please rate, review, and subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're here with Harry Jowsey. Harry, happy Monday. How's it going?
I'm good. I said before, off air or off record, is that what you meant to say? A little bit slow today, a little bit sleepy, but just went on a run and tried to get myself fired up, and here we are.
How's the year been? I mean, we're like 3 weeks into the year. Do you feel like you're off on the right foot? Like, how are you feeling these first couple of weeks?
Been the best year ever. I came back on the 1st of January. I was in Australia. I came back, went straight into work, and I've just been working this whole time, like filming a bunch of stuff and just being really committed to my goals. So I'm feeling really, really good about this year, apart from today. Today I've been slow.
Okay. All right. Does going home, I'm assuming for several weeks, especially after so much time in LA, like, does that revitalize you in some sort of way? Like, how does that serve as a reset for you, or like put things into perspective?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, it was very eye-opening because I was sitting there talking to my friends that I grew up with, and I'm like, damn, my reality is so different, and like I am so out of touch with how things are back here and whatever else. Not like a bad thing or anything, it's just like I guess I've been accustomed to you know, the price of coffee over here, like food, like everything is like extremely expensive, and there's like this constant like you know, like flexing and whatever else, like on social media, and you hang out with your friends and no one cares. They just want to play with their dog and like, go and like get lunch and stuff. And I was like, this is actually, it was really nice. It was really refreshing, but it also got me like more fired up to come back and work harder so I can take more trips home.
Totally. So, I mean, you're known for several different things at this point. Like, I think you're somebody that people are accustomed to seeing online. But I feel like, you know, in somebody in your position, I'm not really sure like what your day-to-day looks like. So can you take me through just like what an average day in the life of Harry Jowsey looks like?
Yeah, people always ask me this because I guess.
Oh, yeah?
I actually don't know. Okay, so like I'm not real. No, so I usually wake up like super early. I'm very disciplined with my goals. Wake up super early, like around like 6 or 7, I'm up, I'm in the gym. For me, like it's just my mental health. Like I need to get in the gym because it helps me, like kickstart my day. I've been doing a face ice bath every morning, which has been helping wake me up as well. So yeah, get out of the gym, go to the gym, 45 minutes, no longer than that, then go on a run, 4 mile run, come home, and then I'm either straight into meetings, straight into like a bunch of work stuff, either or a therapy session, or I have an acting coach, a dialect coach. So either a coaching session or whatever that. But if I'm not doing meetings or work or any of that stuff, I'm probably filming something or like on set or doing. So it's my schedule gets pretty like random.
Yeah.
Like today, there's not that much stuff to do. So I'm just working on whenever I have spare time, I try and focus on like working on skills that are going to make better and be a better version of myself. So if that's like reading a book or filming content. I haven't really done any of that in a minute. So I've just been, I don't know, it's very like sporadic, but as soon as I have like 10 minutes free, I'm like, okay, well, I need to read a book or I need to do something, right, which is really boring. And like, I don't recommend everyone to do it because it sucks, but I'm like very focused on my 5-year plan right now. Like the guy I want to be in 5 years, I have to read as many books as I can now so that I don't have to do it then.
Well, who is that guy you want to be in 5 years? What is that? What does that look like?
Hopefully the sexiest man alive.
There we go. All right.
An actor. I really want to be, I really want to rebrand myself from like reality TV, social media idiot to, you know, actor, someone that, for example, like someone, when you look at Kevin Hart, not that I could ever be Kevin Hart or achieve stuff.
No, it's a good compare. It's like a nice jump off. You can see sort of some of those personality elements, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to see, like, whenever you put a movie on of his on, you're like, okay, I'm gonna watch this because I'm gonna laugh and it's gonna make me feel good. So that's the goal. I want people to be like, that guy's gonna make me laugh and make me feel good, and it's gonna give me like an hour break from whatever drama I have going on in my life. And that's just been, yeah, my purpose this whole time is just like, how do I become someone that people can get a bit of a break from and laugh at.
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like, I mean, I watched the first season of the show you're on 3 years ago at this point, and like, but I feel like, I mean, you've done such a good job of maintaining relevance and being top of mind for people, and not everyone in your position would have been able to achieve what you've been able to achieve in terms of just like staying out there. You know what I mean? That's not an easy thing to do these days, and like, I think that it's clear to me that you don't want to be put into a box of any sort. Like you do think of yourself sort of beyond whatever that box is. But is there a box that people do try to put you in during this time in the industry? Like, do you feel like there is those constraints that sometimes people have for you?
I think there was for a while. It was obviously like, oh, it's Harry from Taught the Handle. And then I started getting the coolest shift was when people started like, oh, you're the guy from that has this podcast or whatever else. And I've seen this. And that for me was like, oh, damn, like this is really cool. Cause now like all these like little bits that I've been doing here and there is starting to like pop up. And then the coolest thing was seeing comments like, why, like, who is it? Like, why is this guy like, what's he famous for? Like, that's the funniest thing is cause like when I read those, I'm like, damn, like I'm doing really good because I'm not in that box anymore. Like,
yeah, yeah, you've reset the mindset almost of people. That's that's great. That's the first step, right?
yeah. So the next box is I want to get be an actor or a host or something a little bit more like official, so that I actually can say like when people ask me like, oh, I'm like an actor instead of I'm a TikToker or whatever.
yeah, totally. Yeah, I saw you do those couple of things with Emily in Paris when that last season came out, where you did a couple of interviews for them, and that was really fun. But you've clearly sort of maintained sort of a connection to that Netflix family overall. Like, that's clearly a really important relationship probably for you to maintain.
Every relationship I have is really important for me, but for them, to be honest, like they've just been really great people, like just really good people to work with, mm-hmm. and not only in like a work relationship, but like personal, like a lot of the team at Netflix, like I did Thanksgiving with a few people there. And then I go on hikes like regularly with a few people and like unscripted side. And I just have like really like intimate and amazing relationships with them. And then the social team, like they've just always been like unnecessarily like good to me. Like they're just really like genuinely like good people. And anything I can do to help them, game for, because at the end of the day, like I would not be me without them, without Netflix. So I've always have like this weird like loyalty whenever there's like new TV show offers or whatever else. I'll text them like, hey, just want to let you know, like, is it okay? And they're like, yeah, you're not contracted to us, you do whatever you want. So I really like any relationship is really good, but I just like to be around good people, and every single person at Netflix that I've met is a great person, even like the people that are like serving lunch and everything like that. Like everyone's just awesome.
I mean, because so Too Hot to Handle premiered during the pandemic. That was like an early pandemic watch for a lot of people. You were the breakout star from that season, and you really were. Again, it's like there's a lot of people that go on reality shows and disappear from public view in a second. Like it's not even shady. That's just like kind of a matter of the sort of machine that is reality TV. But like you became famous during the pandemic when people weren't going anywhere and you know, whatever. What has that been like for you to sort of, you know, as we're kind of back to normal, but like over the past 3 years must have been kind of like a weird roller coaster for you in terms of coming to terms with like how much name and face recognition you have now and sort of being out and about now. Like, talk to me about how that's been for you, because that's probably kind of a hard thing to go through mentally, up and down.
Yeah. So when the show first, like, it has, to be honest, now, like, hearing you speak on it, it's been a very interesting roller coaster. So when the show first kind of came out, again, like, we were locked in.
It was April 2020. Like,
yeah, like it was the weirdest thing, because I'm with my best friends that I was living with, and my whole world is like changing on my phone. But as soon as I take my phone off, like, they're still like giving me shit and like giving me
that's a hard time. So crazy. Yeah.
And I'm like, just me. And then like anyone else in our apartment complex, like, come hang out, and like no one cares. I'm like, do you guys not see like what's going on? Like, this is kind of crazy.
I'm a celebrity, man.
Yeah, I know. It was really cool, because it was like very like humbling. And then when I first got recognized, it was at the UCLA track, because no gyms were open. So we just try and get out and like go for a run. And this girl was like running with me, and I was asking her questions. I'm like, why do you know me? Like, why are you so interested? And I was asking her about like her degree and whatever else. She's like, why are you so curious? Like, I just want a photo. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I'm new to this. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I just want to talk to you. And I really appreciate you like coming up and like hanging out with me. So then we like ran, and she brought me some like UCLA merch, and I brought her some merch from, I had a clothing store at the time, and like a bunch of like random stuff. And then she graduated, which was really nice. So we would like, that was like the first time. And then it obviously started to like get more and more, and as things started to open up. And that was, to be honest, like really interesting, because I was going out getting drunk and like having a good time and like meeting as many people as I could and whatever else. And at that point, I don't think it really like hit me at all. Like, it never really, like, there was never a moment like, oh yeah, cool, like I'm the man or whatever. It was never like anything like that. And I never really felt like a responsibility. But in this last year, from talking about my mental health and talking about my purpose and why I'm here and what I'm trying to achieve and trying to make people laugh, I realized that I have a responsibility to the people that tune in with me every day. And this last year has been a lot more like in tune with, if I was a young man or a young woman and I was following this person, like what would I need? Like, what would I want to see? Like, in matter of like sex education and health, and whether it's business or investing, whatever else, or just need to laugh. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that I sit and reflect. I'm like, what would I want if I was a 15, 16 year old, or even, you know, in my 20s and I feel lost, or I just need, like, a lot of people ask me about breakups and stuff. And I was going through a very, very hectic one recently, and it helped me go into therapy and look within and be able to give that advice out. So this past little bit has been more about, how can I best serve my audience, and how can I be a better version of myself to give them more peace of mind and give them like free advice that can potentially like change their lives?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. And I'm also curious, because I mean, like, you go on this dating show, and then you're, by proxy, you're known slightly for your love life and your relationships and all that. And you were clearly game to be really candid about that and to be really open about that. But at a certain point, like, do you ever, like, how many times have you been able to like step back and be like, okay, maybe like you can give the advice to people, but maybe there are certain things that you want to keep closer to the chest, or like be less candid about? What's been your journey with that, in terms of like, am I oversharing? Am I not oversharing about your personal life?
Yeah. So it has been a lot of like trial and error. Like, there's been a few relationships that I've kept completely offline, and there's been some relationships that have been like online since day one. So it's it is very tough, because when you put something online, you're opening yourself up to like public opinion and judgment. And then this person says this about whatever else. And it's like, I overshare. Like, I'm telling, like, I'm an open book with my audience, because I'm like, I want you guys to know everything about me, so I don't have any secrets. So like, no one feels like they can't trust me or whatever else. Cause I lied once on that TV show, and I've never heard the end of it. Like, it's I have to
learn your lesson from the beginning. Yeah, there
exactly.
we go.
Exactly. So I'm going to be open book, but it has cost me relationships. It has cost me like love life, and it has cost me a bunch of things, because, again, no one really wants to date someone that's like going to talk openly about their sex life or about their exes or partners they've been with, or like hear previous stories. And I know I've been in positions where I've like looked back, I was like, damn, I would not appreciate that if someone spoke about, you know, like an ex or whatever in that manner.
and it's made me like slow down and reflect a lot. But then it's also like the young man would want to hear like how does this happen, or what's the best way to do this. So it is like a weird divide, but I think I'm kind of in a good like spot now.
Medium, like, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to keep the love life or my next relationship completely offline, completely quiet. And then, you know, just try and give like well-rounded advice and things to try and help my audience. But it's a weird, I'm still learning.
That's a really hard balance to strike, but it sounds like you're finding that. And you've also, you've mentioned a couple of times, but you've also talked about in other interviews that I watched that you started going to therapy last year. And I'm just curious, like, I feel like I've watched a couple of documentaries recently about therapy, and just like some of them were sort of aimed at just like spreading some of the tools and encouraging people to do it themselves. But sort of what have been sort of the biggest learnings or changes that you've seen in yourself since you started to go to therapy?
I think my temperament has been the biggest thing. Like whenever there's confrontation, instead of like snapping and going, cool, I don't want to deal with this. Like, I don't want to be angry anymore. Like, let's move on. Like, let's get it out of the way. Or like, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to like go cool. Like, that's one thing that I've been like, especially in relationships, like I'm very quick to just be like, cool, I don't want to be angry and sad anymore. So I'm just going to like take a step back and give myself some like I'm very stubborn. But with therapy and with talking to someone like every week, it's helped me, understand, you know, whoever I'm like, if I'm in a relationship, and just myself a lot more. Like, it's helped me understand like little triggers and little things to de-escalate fights or bring things down to not have arguments and to not go in like a back and forth battle of like, you did this, I did this. Like, so it's really helped me like in relationships, in my personal life, to just slow things down and to move through things a lot quicker, and also help me not be as like sad and like hold on to things. And, you know, I've been seeing someone recently and we had an argument, and it would usually like kill me to be in a space where we're like having conflict.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, let's get it out of the way. Like, let's move on. Like, let's move past this. Like, what's the end goal? Like, how do we fix this? It's something that I'm like very, like always be like constant on. And I found with therapy, some people don't deal with stuff like that. And it's a little bit frustrating to have someone just like, look, like, I love you, I appreciate you, like, let's get over this. Some people need to like take a moment, go through their emotions, like self-reflect. And that used to like drive me up the wall. Like, I used to like sit at home, like, oh my God, like, I don't want to hate. Like, I don't want to have a hate. I just want to love. And I kind of always like think like, what if they get hit by a car? Like, how do I like tell them I love them? Like, I don't want there to be like this to be the end of it. And yeah, with therapy, it's helped me just like slow down. Like, it's okay. Like, people need to like deal with things and not help me like freak out about things, and just want to like let people deal with it in their own time and like give people space. And that was one thing that I just really struggled with, because I'd never want, again, like my purpose is to make people laugh, and I never want people to be upset because of something I've done. So it would drive me mental. But now I'm like, I'm an angel at it. Like, I'm so good at just killing. So it's good.
Love it. Well, it's, I mean, like the through line to me there is that, like, in a relationship, but also in the way that you're thinking about, okay, what do other young guys want to hear from people in your position? It's like, you're putting yourself in other people's shoes, and you know what I mean? That's like, it sounds like a simple thing, but like, that's, it's easier said than done, I think, in some cases, you know, to step back and be able to do that.
For sure. And like, also being vulnerable and losing your ego. And that was one thing that I, you know, like, I'm trying to be like this big, strong man and macho and whatever else, and having therapy has helped me just like get rid of my ego and be vulnerable and just open up and just tell people like, hey, like, I actually love you and I actually appreciate you, and I actually really want to have you around, and I don't want to be upset anymore.
Mm-hmm.
How can we be a team and like move through this stuff? So yeah.
Yeah, totally. A huge tool that you've been able to use, obviously, to build on your career and build your following and build just your opportunities, has been TikTok. And I feel like you just do such a good job of, one, making people laugh. Like, you're always very funny on TikTok. Like, I mean, and your people pop up in your videos and you pop up in other people's videos, and it's just like, it works well. Like, it just, the way, I don't know, just you've done a really smart job, but it also seems like really organic to you. It doesn't seem like you're like super, like, you know, calculated about it necessarily, but also you know what you're doing. I guess, can you just talk to me about like how your approach to TikTok has either evolved or not evolved, you know, since, I don't know, 2020, because you've talked about, for example, like how you broke out of the show and you're always thought of as a player, and sometimes you'll play into that with what you post online just because you want the reaction. But Is that something you still want to be doing? Is that something that you're trying to get away from? Because it sounds like you're kind of in the point of like a reevaluation a little bit.
Yeah, for me, like when the show was airing, I had this girl who was a TikToker in my apartment complex, and she's like, "You have to do TikTok," and I was like, "No, I can't be bothered." And then when she showed me how to do it, I made a rule, like, I'm not going to say no to anyone. If they have 100,000 followers or 200,000 followers or a million, I want to collab with them. And people like want to like reach out and like connect. And that was why like I was doing so many TikToks with so many people, was because like all these people wanted to like do stuff.
Why not? Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this is fun. And now I get to learn from like the people who are the best at it, how to be better. So that was like the whole process on that. But it is hard. Like it is hard to transition from like the fuckboy stuff on TikTok. Cause for me, it's what works. Like people, I do like a stupid TikTok that's like self-deprecating and people are like, oh yeah. And like laugh at it, whatever else, which is cool. But like, there's been moments where I'm like, I want to do more give back. So I want to like go give people cash. And like my audience like doesn't really relate to it. So it's like a hard transition. So I'm still trying to figure out.
I feel like there's room for both.
Yeah, I'm trying to do as much as I can on there. I'm still trying to figure out how to like what's the most fulfilling stuff for me, because at the moment I haven't really been motivated by it, and I've only posted two brand deals.
Yeah,
it's annoying. so yeah, I don't know. It's just it's a weird one, but I'm still trying to get better at it.
When you think about the collabs, and I'm curious, maybe this is more like a general like LA industry thing, but is it hard to tell when something's like super just like, you know, businessy kind of exchanging clout, like I get access to your followers, you get access to mine, versus like real friendships, just like being in each other's videos. Like, does that make sense? Like, is that a hard thing to, it's probably just more of a general industry thing to kind of have to make sense of.
I know what you mean. So when all collabs that I've done with people is because they're genuinely my friends and I enjoy like being around them. There was one moment where this girl wanted to hang out. So we're like going to go get dinner and she wouldn't stop filming. Like she'd put her phone down. She's like, get in this TikTok with me, get it. And I'm like, hey, like I'm not ready. Like, I wanted to go to dinner. And like, she would put her phone down and like hit this dance or like whatever. And I just was like, hey, like this, it doesn't feel right. Like you can tell when someone's like, their intentions are so like, they're not masking it. They're just like,
transparent. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, damn, like I just wanted to like hang out and like not have to work. Like I wanted to just like get dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Chill. So you can kind of tell with people's energy and their, you know, when their character's being a little bit weird. But that's why, like, again, like I only collab or like only like do TikToks or content with people that I genuinely really like and genuinely that like I'll stand behind through and through. So yeah, it is tough, but you can tell. You can really tell like someone's like being off and being weird right away.
Yeah, totally. You know, and another aspect of what you're doing is investing. Like, I feel like investing is a huge part of your career and what you're trying to put out there. Talk to me about that, like, and what your sort of plans are in terms of, like, I don't know, publicly talking about that and what sort of investments you look for.
Yeah, so for us, it's, you know, I have an amazing team that, like, helps with all that stuff because I'm not, like, the smartest when it comes to stuff. But for me, like, my biggest goal has been, reality TV is so short-lived and I see all these reality stars that like, you know, blow up and get cool brand deals and stuff. And they say they make X amount for their first month and then it just like dives off. And
go back out, to yeah. Job.
Yeah. So I was like afraid. I'm like, oh my God, like I don't want to make money. And then that, it all like disappear because I have terrible spending habits. So like my manager is like one of the smartest people and one of the best business people around. And he's been my manager before all this stuff. You know, he's in a bunch of amazing circles and there's always people coming to him like, do you want to invest in this or whatever else? So he was just like, look, we're not like, we're not going to set you up to fail like and have money sitting around. And I also like wanted to feel cooler as well when I tell people like, oh yeah,
there we go.
So there's always like people emailing me and like, hey, we want you to be involved in this. But I just love working with like startups and people that are super passionate about what they're doing and people that are like, they have no other choice but to make it work. Like they're just fired up and it gets me like motivated. Cause I remember being in that position where like, you're just, all you think about is this brand and you want it to be big. And then, yeah. So I don't know. I think last year we invested in 7 startups.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So like my goal was to do like 10, but there just wasn't as many coming. And it's also, that's stressful. I don't want to do that.
Also, the end of the year thing, like things have gotten dicey since then in terms of the economy. Yeah. So there we go. Yeah. 7 is good.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many of those are still going, but I'm still like moving. But yeah, it's just, it's good to be around like young, like motivated people and people
that totally
back them. So yeah, I just, who knows how many are going to come this year, but it's for brand wise, like we've had a few like tech startups, like there's this music software that we've been involved in. There's a beverage company, which I'm not sure is when it's going to launch, but it should be really exciting. There's a lot of big people involved in that. We had the dating app for a little bit, but I don't, that's not really doing too well. there's like a few other things, like
you try it out though, you know?
Yeah. So there's a bunch
that's
of
cool
stuff
though. But I feel like doing that and using your money in that way. And like, and also, I mean, you do the brand deals and things on TikTok, but like all of that creates the space for you to be able to work on the acting and take the acting classes and like not feel like posting on TikTok every single day is like, you know, paramount for you to stay to, for you to continue your career. You know what I mean? Like you must feel like you have this space now where, okay, no, you've like solidified your spot. And now it sounds like taking acting classes and like learning in that direction is really where your passion like is going to ultimately lead you. So it's nice that you must feel like you have that space.
Yeah, for sure. Cause it takes a lot of time like to learn to act and to want to get good at a skill. Like you really have to devote a lot of your time to it. So yeah, you're right. Like it's going to benefit me like in the, hopefully in the next year or next few years, if one of these like pay off big, so that I can really like focus on that stuff. But it, you're absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, we're 3 weeks into 2023. You told me the 5-year plan. But what do you hope that this year looks like for you? Like what is the 12-month plan?
This year, I really want to land a lead in a movie. That's like the biggest goal, because it doesn't sound that difficult, but it's just going to take the right opportunity and the universe to put it in front of me, like a comedy or like a rom-com, and a lead in like a TV series. Like that's the only things I've like set out for this year. Yeah, just I'm like so focused on that. Like there's a bunch of other like little ones or whatever else, but that's it. Like it's all where my brain is thinking is I really just want to take like 3 months and just run away somewhere and film a movie and come back and feel proud of to be a part of like something incredible, and then to watch people laugh at me. So that's the goal. Yeah.
There we go. The face on the movie poster, Sunset Boulevard, Harry I love it. And honestly, you know, again, we talked about the relationship with Netflix. Like they do a lot of movies. So I'm just saying,
that's why I'm studying so much and like trying to get good at this stuff, because I don't want to disappoint them. Like I don't want them to be like, oh, Harry, like I'm gonna be honest, like you suck. Like so, I'm trying to do my best to be good at it.
did they try to get you to do that new series they did, the like mashup reality show that they're doing? That's not you're not interested in that kind of world anymore.
Yeah, they asked me. And I think it's a great idea.
But yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, like I just, I've heard a bunch of stuff about how that show went down and whatever. And I'm kind of like, you know, happy that I wasn't a part of it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's just.
I know nothing about it. I just figured that they'd probably ask you.
Yeah, no, it's just a direction that I'm going. And I'm super grateful for the opportunity. But I just couldn't like do another dating show. Like it's just not who I want to be. Like I wouldn't get any enjoyment out of being there with like three of my exes and having to like,
I mean, we talked about the box, you know, that's not the box you wanted to be in, clearly.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. I'll just go straight back into that and then have to be associated and then have to defend myself for another year against like exes making up rumors and stuff. God. So I was kind of just like, oh, whatever. I don't need to do it.
You've been through it already. All right.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, Harry, this has been really fun, and it sounds like you have just like a lot of ideas and irons in the fire and things going. So I'm excited to see what this next year and the next 5 years bring you. Cause you're clearly driven on doing this. And, I think you have it in you. So it's been fun talking to you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I can't wait to do the next one.
All right. Yeah. All right. Bye, Harry.
Thanks for tuning in to We Should Talk. I hope you enjoyed the interview. You can find out more about In The Know at inthenow.com. You can follow me, Gibson John, at